Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Black Geographies and the Politics of Place. Edited by Catherine McKittrick and Clyde Woods, is an interdisciplinary collection in critical geography, black studies, cultural studies, and anti-colonial thought. The volume brings together essays that examine how black communities, intellectuals, artists, and political actors produce, inhabit, contest, and reinterpret place across the African diaspora. Its purpose is not simply to add black experience to existing geographic models, but to question the assumptions through which geography has often associated blackness with displacement, marginality, or absence. The essays move across sites and forms, including the United States, Canada, the Caribbean, Africville, Black British Columbia, blues, hip-hop, performance, migration, urban renewal, and queer diasporic space. Together, they argue that place is a field of racial power, historical violence, cultural memory, and political possibility. The book is primarily academic, but its concerns are central to debates about spatial justice, racial capitalism, diaspora, and black placemaking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, black geographic theory as a challenge to conventional ideas of place. A central contribution of black geographies and the politics of place is its insistence that black life cannot be understood through geographic frameworks that treat space as neutral or merely physical. The essays approach geography as a field shaped by power, classification, settlement, removal, labor, and representation. In this context, black geographies name both the spatial conditions produced by slavery, colonialism, segregation, migration, and uneven development, and the ways black people create meaning, belonging, and political practice within and against those conditions. The volume, therefore, challenges accounts that reduce black spatial history to forced movement across the Atlantic or to social exclusion within modern cities. Instead, it asks how black subjects actively theorize place through memory, music, political struggle, kinship, and everyday survival. This approach also expands what can count as geographic evidence. Songs, performances, fugitive histories, reparations claims, and literary forms are treated as ways of mapping social worlds. The result is a theory of place that is historical and imaginative at once, grounded in material violence while attentive to black agency. Secondly, diaspora citizenship and the political geography of belonging. The collection places the African diaspora at the center of debates about citizenship, nationalism, and political belonging. Rather than treating diaspora only as cultural dispersal, the book examines it as an existing geography shaped by law, empire, migration, memory, and collective identification. Essays on African diaspora citizenship ask how black populations are connected across national borders while also being governed by states that often restrict mobility, rights, and recognition. This matters because citizenship is usually imagined as a relationship between an individual and a nation-state, but diasporic black experience often exceeds that model. The book shows that black belonging can be simultaneously local, transnational, historical, and aspirational. It also recognizes that diaspora is not a simple unity. Different places, such as the Caribbean, Canada, and the United States, produce distinct racial formations and political constraints. By linking citizenship to geography, the volume makes visible how borders, passports, deportability, settlement histories, and nationalist narratives shape black life. It therefore reframes citizenship as a spatial struggle over who can remain, move, claim repair, and define community. Thirdly, music and performance as maps of black spatial experience. One of the distinctive features of the book is its treatment of cultural forms as geographic practices. Essays on blues, hip-hop, and black Atlantic performance do more than interpret music or performance as reflections of place. They show that these forms actively produce spatial knowledge. Blues and hip-hop, for example, can register plantation legacies, urban displacement, migration routes, neighborhood memory, economic abandonment, and radical imagination. They offer ways to hear geography where official maps may show only property, infrastructure, or jurisdiction. Performance likewise becomes a method for tracing movement from the slave ship to the ghetto, from forced confinement to expressive transformation. This emphasis is important because it resists a narrow view of geography as cartography alone. The book suggests that rhythm, lyric, embodiment, and performance can expose how space is felt, contested, and reworked by black communities. Cultural production becomes a record of uneven development and also a practice of survival. By reading sound and performance geographically, the collection connects black aesthetics to political economy, historical trauma, and place-based resistance. Canadian Black Topographies and the Politics of Erasure. The volume is especially valuable for its attention to Canadian black geographies, a field often overshadowed by United States-centered accounts of race and space. Essays on Africville, Nova Scotia, and Black British Columbia examine how Black presence has been minimized, displaced, or narrated as marginal within Canadian national memory. Avretville, in particular, offers a concrete example of how urban renewal can operate as spatial violence. The destruction of a Black community is not only a planning decision but also a struggle over land, memory, reparations, and the right to narrate place. The discussion of Black British Columbia similarly challenges assumptions that Black histories in Canada are peripheral or exceptional. These essays show that Canadian space is also structured by colonialism, racial hierarchy, settlement politics, and selective remembrance. Their importance lies in making Black Canada visible without simply importing frameworks from elsewhere. The book treats Canadian Black topographies as historically specific and theoretically significant. This widens Black geographic inquiry and demonstrates that racialized placemaking, removal, and repair take different forms across national contexts. Lastly, gender, removal, and queer diaspora in Black spatial politics, Black geographies, and the politics of place also foregrounds how space is shaped by gender, sexuality, and the regulation of bodies. Essays on Black women and removal. Black feminist geographies and queer Black diaspora show that place is never experienced through race alone. Immigration systems, urban policies, public memory, and cultural institutions can mark Black women as removable, vulnerable, or out of place. While Black feminist analysis reveals forms of knowledge that dominant geography often misses, the volume also includes attention to queer space and Black queer diaspora, expanding the field beyond heteronormative accounts of community and belonging. This matters because spatial justice cannot be fully understood if it treats Black communities as internally uniform. Gendered and queer experiences expose different relations to safety, mobility, visibility, intimacy, and displacement. The book connects these concerns to broader anti-colonial and diasporic analysis, showing that marginalization can occur through law, representation, sexuality, and everyday spatial control. At the same time, it emphasizes creative and intellectual practices through which Black women and queer subjects remake place. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers with interests in geography, Black studies, African diaspora studies, cultural studies, urban studies, feminist theory, queer studies, and anti-colonial thought. It will be most useful for advanced students, scholars, and researchers who want conceptual tools for analyzing race and space together, especially beyond conventional urban sociology or national history frameworks. Activists and practitioners concerned with spatial justice, reparations, displacement, and community memory may also find the book intellectually useful, though its academic density means it is not designed as a practical handbook. Its benefit lies in showing how Black spatial experience can be read through archives, music, performance, migration, gender, and place-based struggle. Compared with many books on race and geography, it stands out because it is both theoretical and geographically varied. It does not limit Black geography to one city, nation, or historical event, and it does not treat culture as secondary to material space. Instead, it presents Black placemaking as political, aesthetic, historical, and analytic. The collection is important because it helped consolidate Black geographies as a field, while also demonstrating that Black spatial knowledge has long existed in community practice. Cultural expression and diasporic memory. If you would like to support Catherine McKittrick, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.